Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your fifth kit, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Been a while. I was sick. He was sick. Finally, the planets aligned the right way. Back again, finally, to take us down and show us the very nice surface of Planet Rick is Rick Ector out of Detroit. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. How about yourself? How are you doing on this fine evening?
Well, I'm probably almost over whatever it was. I caught something at SHOT Show, and I'm probably immune to the coronavirus just because I caught probably the Black Plague or something. I think somebody had that. I don't know. But it's over.
With or without a line?
Yeah, without. without. So anyway, and you were sick. You weren't feeling very good last week, so we had to forego that. How are you feeling?
I still have a remnant of a cough laying around. Hopefully, I'll be able to suppress it pretty good, man. But I was down, man, for a minute, man. It's like I just needed to just rest and recover. You know, I just didn't realize how sick I was, man. And it just so happened it corresponded with the doctor's appointment, but I was just coming into it and wasn't feeling bad enough to complain. But, you know, for all they know, with all their book learning and medical degrees, they can't look at you until you're sick. So,
Yeah. So tonight on Planet Rick, what are we going to discuss tonight?
Oh, man, I had to look back into the archives of things that I had wanted to eventually make my way to, you know, and, man, you know, right from the headlines, you know, saw something that jarred, you know, some gray matter up in my brain. And I say, well, you know what, I was planning on doing a story about that, man, but it relates to these ride share platforms that a lot of people use to.
I have been an Uber driver before, so this will be fun.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So, man, you do have a varied history here. So, man, this will be great. So, you will have some actual, like, practical experience to draw upon as we talk about being, and I don't want to just say Uber. I mean, Uber's probably the thought leader, the first one to come in.
Uber, Lyft, yeah, all those things. You know, and the first thing I'll tell you, I've broken the rules. I broke the rules. So that's the first thing I'll tell you as we go forward. I broke the rules.
Well, I mean, you know, it seems to be more prevalent than, you know, just catching a regular taxi cab. You know, it seems nowadays, you know, Uber seems to be a thing. I remember me and my honey, we went out of town somewhere, man, and we were looking to get from one place to another, and at the time, I guess we didn't have access to an automobile at this time.
Right.
Can't imagine how that happened, but someone had mentioned that we contact, you know, Uber, and Lyft, and I kept hearing these two words. They were like almost synonymous the way people would use them as nouns, you know. You know, yeah, you should catch an Uber and Lyft. And You know, I just resisted it for the longest period of time, man. And one day I had a need to be somewhere and transportation was an issue. And so, you know, I took the plunge, man. And, you know, with my personal protection background and, you know, carrying a concealed pistol, you know, I don't ever want to get into the mindset where just because I'm carrying a gun, I'm just going to throw all other considerations and common sense out of the window. You know, the mindset, you know, that most personal protection specialists have, you know, it's a tool of last resort. And if you use common sense and you think about things ahead of time and you just do things that make sense, it probably will go a long way towards you avoiding any dicey situations, you know. So
yeah,
that's probably been my take on it. And, you know, now that I know that you were one of those drivers, man, I'm pretty sure you had some very...
I did.
Well, maybe given the law of averages, well, let me ask, how long were you driving with Uber?
I only drove... See, after I had the heart attack, I just wanted to get out and move around. After I had the heart attack, when I was finally released, I just wanted to get out and move around. So I upgraded the car because Uber wanted you to have a very upgraded car at the time. And... Okay. Registered for that, and I would just go out there on Saturday nights to do it. And I didn't stay out there all night, but on Saturday nights in this area, all of the money wants to use rideshare. All the moneyed people, they want to use rideshares to get downtown, get drunk, and then not have to drive home.
It was just
a matter of me looking for something to do. It was never. I think the most money I ever made driving for Uber in one night was $70. So it wasn't about the money. It was just about getting out and being able to do something, to move around after the heart attack. So, yeah.
Some people go out and play bingo. You want to jump in the car and be an Uber driver.
Yeah. Well, that was a new thing. It was a new thing, you know, all of these, the app thing. I just wanted to be able to experience the app thing because a lot of people do, and I wanted to be able to see, you know, what is there any benefit to doing this? Is it fun? I mean, it seems the first thing you would think as an Uber driver is that I'm my own boss, but that's not entirely true. Uber does have a lot of things in place, but I mean, you're really sort of out there on your own, and you just happen to have a placard on your car that says Uber.
Well, yeah, and that's sort of the thing that I think a lot of people get into. And it's not so different from, I guess, a regular, I guess, what's the term I want to use, a taxi driver, taxi cab. You know, it's been so long into this Uber, you know, thing that I can't remember the last time I actually hailed a taxi. And I'm not even sure if I would want to hail a taxi. But
I'll tell you why you would want to hail a taxi. Because in Las Vegas just now, when we went to SHOT Show, it is so much more organized, and they have the taxi cab so much more organized because they have to go through licensing and all these other things, and they have to work in tandem. And if you're getting picked up at the airport, you're just walking up, and boom, there's a taxi. If you call for an Uber at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, then you got to find the Uber that's out there, and it looks like it's a football field of a bunch of different cars. You're yelling. Everybody else is yelling, so it's a little more organized that way. And then when you get ready to leave the hotel, you just walk out there. First cab, boom, you're out. You're headed out there. You're not waiting on that one ride.
So let me just ask you this question just in general.
We got about 45 seconds.
Well, this is a real quick question.
Sure.
How long you answer is up to you. Do you personally feel, I guess, inherently safer with a taxi cab as opposed to using the app to call an Uber or Lyft driver?
I'm fairly certain that with all of the stuff these guys have to go through to drive a taxi cab, and I'll explain what I'm talking about when we get back, but I think so. But, hey, Rick Ector, tell them how they find you.
Man, I'm all over the internet, social media, name Rick, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. Detroit CCW, you can find me usually at YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. Look for me. You can't miss me.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Rick Hector as we cruise around the surface of Planet Rick, and we were talking about the difference between taxis and Ubers as far as which is more secure. Like in New York City, Rick, to get the medallion to have a taxi cab in New York City has cost as much as $1 million.
So when you say a medallion, just to make sure I understand what we're talking about.
A medallion in New York City, in order for a taxi cab to operate, unless things have changed. You have to have this medallion that comes from some organization or some governing body that regulates cabs in New York City. You have to have that medallion. And because of the money-making potential of a taxi cab there, they're pricey. I mean, you're talking a minimum of six figures, maybe seven.
Okay.
So with somebody that goes through all of that and everything, I would think that's a little more vetted. But at the same time, you know, Uber does they do a fair vetting process with you as well. But they're mainly concerned about your car, your insurance, that kind of stuff. The problem with Uber is that Uber does not support the drivers for the most part. So that's where the problem comes in. So let's move on to the next part of it, which has got to be the security of riding around in one of these things. Or being a driver, I guess, huh?
Well, I mean, we can look at it from a lot of different contexts. The thing that I want to do, for one, is I want to put this whole Uber Lyft thing in context, man. I mean, everyone pretty much knows that those two names are synonymous with rideshare. You know, some type of app to get people from point A to point B. And just looking at the raw data, you know, there are 3.1 million trips every day done by Uber. And according to the information that I found in, you know, online, 1.3 billion trips were done in the year 2018. So when I start talking about some of these issues, you know, I'm going to put them in context. There's over 36,000 auto deaths in the United States, Uber, otherwise personal conveyance whatsoever.
Right.
And there's 20,000 homicides every year. So that just some context. So when we start thinking about Uber, I tell you the quintessential signature case that comes to my mind was a story out of Michigan, just recently, man. You may have heard about it. His name was Jason Dalton. He was based out of Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo is maybe a couple hours west of Detroit off of I-94. This guy, he claimed that the Uber app would take over his mind and directed him to randomly shoot and kill people. On this one particular rampage, on this one day, he killed six people. Now, here's the really interesting thing about this particular person. He would go out and pick up people per the Uber app, you know, and take them to where they would need to go. And then in between official Uber runs, he would go out and start shooting and killing people, man. It was the most interesting, most evil, most heinous story I had ever heard, but he felt that the app itself was directing him towards, you know, this evil that he was conducting. It sounds like a perfect script for a horror movie, you know, the Uber driver, you know, the Lyft driver. But, you know, most of these rideshare companies, if not all of them, you know, the drivers have to pass the background check and not have any criminal history. And lo and behold, this guy, Jason Dalton, he passed a background check and could pass. You know, he didn't have anything overt in his criminal record. So really what I'm basically getting to is passing a background check, for all we like to say, we like to believe that it's the end all be all, but I mean, there are some things that a background check can't check.
No.
You know, like your state of mind as to whether the Uber app is talking to you and telling you to kill people.
Yeah. Well, my experience with Uber, like I had one instance. Now, the thing about Uber is they don't want you, the car owner, that is not the employee. They want to tell you that you can't carry a gun. Did you know that?
You know, I've heard that anecdotally from some people I know personally, you know, who I've come across in my travels as a firearms instructor, and they tell me that, you know, they don't want, you know, their so-called employees to carry guns.
Well,
and you know, and the other part of that too is that supposedly it's against Uber's policies for passengers to carry guns too. But you know, I don't.
There's
see
no, but there's no way. There's no way to. There's no way to possibly
police that.
Yeah, there's no way to police that. I carried a gun simply because around in my area, there's been a lot of things changing and everything, and formerly bad neighborhoods are good neighborhoods now, but they still have bad elements in them. So you're going there dark, you know, oh, dark hundred, picking up somebody you've never met before, don't know who they
right.
are. You get there and you pick them up, and, you know, you can, the Uber account holder is one person, but you might get there and there might be five people that are going to be on the ride. And one time on my way to a Uber pickup, I had two cars try to box me in, and I managed to pull left, and everything got turned around, and I was waiting on them when they finally came down the way, and I was gun out, ready to go, if that's what it meant, and they shined their lights on me and saw me where I was at, and they turned around and left.
Okay.
So, you know, it's that kind of thing, a rideshare thing. I'm sure taxi drivers have committed crimes and stuff against them, but I just don't know how long that could go on. And
well, here's some interesting.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. So before we, because this is a deep well of stuff, because there's so many things that go, so many different directions this can go. Tell everybody how to find Rick Hector.
I am on the internet and in social media, most social media sites such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm listed as Detroit CCW. My website is legallyarmedindetroit.com.
And he's got his next volunteer, going to teach women for free class coming up at some time down the road. And he teaches at Rick's Firearms Academy all the time, in addition to all this other stuff he does. We'll be right back. This is Block and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California is revealing it now has 28 confirmed cases of coronavirus. One patient lives near Sacramento and hasn't traveled overseas or been in contact with anyone sick. That has health officials fearing the virus could be spreading locally, though they say the risk to the public is still low. Meantime, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says the time to play politics is not now regarding the coronavirus.
I'm not going to politicize this moment, and I'm not going to point fingers.
and I'm going to speak honestly and forthrightly, that we have had a very strong working relationship with the administration.
Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped nearly 1,200 points, its biggest single-day point drop ever. The Dow closed at 25,767, the S&P fell 138, and the NASDAQ lost 414. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector, Planet Rick, and we've been talking about ride shares and that kind of thing. So on which side do you is your biggest concern? Is it for the riders or for the drivers, I guess? We still got Rick?
Safety, because I think most of us as consumers fall into, you know, that side of the equation. But, yeah, drivers need to also be cautious and careful, too. You know, from a rider's perspective, man, you know, just looking at the stats, you know, from going back of all of 2018 and part of 2017, these are the stats that, you know, this company called TheVerge.com published just this past December last year, where they helped cull through all this data, man. 3,045 sexual assaults were alleged to have happened by rideshare riders, you know, and we're just talking about just Uber right now. 9 murders and 58 died with regards to auto-related crashes and, you know. And when you take into account, you know, these data, obviously anytime you're reporting any stats, they tend to be underreported, so we can add in some type of an additional quantity of people you know, that could have been, you know, harmed. And like any other thing, you know, Uber is worried about, you know, the perceived safety. So if you look at, you know, their corporate staff and their websites, and they're talking about all this great thing that they're going to do to enhance safety. You know, I wonder how much is enough or if there's ever enough. But some of the things they're talking about doing is doing some audio recording of all rides at some point in time. Someone's going to at least have access to the sounds inside the vehicle, you know, alert buttons for riders, you know, selfie check-ins with photos for the passengers. And as part of their proactive approach, they reportedly removed, just within the last year, 40,000 drivers, you know, for various issues, just to take part in this new enhanced screening process that they're having to ensure that riders will be safe as possible. As we know, no background check is going to catch everything, man. You know, some things you can't determine with a background check. But, you know, those are just some of the things that the rideshare company Uber is looking to do. And I came up with my own little list of safety tips. Before I run through those safety tips, man, I'm going to give you first crack at it. I want you to play Uber, Lyft, rideshare, bingo. What things can a person do with respect to their personal safety when taking these rideshare apps? Can they do to enhance their personal safety?
Are we talking about the passenger?
Yeah, the passenger.
Okay. Well, the passenger.
You know what? Just hit it from the other end. You were an actual driver. What were some things that you could have done from a driver's standpoint?
With a driver, see, the problem with the driver is if they get in the back seat and they get directly behind you, you can't see them. Now, if they get in the back seat and they get to your right, you can see them a little bit better. If they get in the front seat, then they're really, really close to you. So, I mean, the first thing you've got to be prepared to do is stop the car as hard as you can and get out of the car as a driver. And that's really about the only thing you can do. You can't, you're in such tight proximity, and you're the one controlling the car. So you can't be spinning, you can't be doing anything else. And in order to, you know, carry, if you're carrying a gun, it's a little better to be out of the car and yanking the gun out, not be in such close proximity to them to where they can maybe try to get control of the gun.
Okay.
So, you know, not a whole lot to it. Now, as far as being a passenger is concerned, I think the first thing you ought to do is you ought to make sure that everybody knows where you're going and how you're going to get there.
Okay.
So if you're taking rideshare, let everybody know you're taking rideshare. Because Uber is about turnover. So if you've got a good Uber driver, he's going to get you there the fastest route possible, get you out of the car, and get ready to take the next one. So if everything's on the up and up, you'll get there quickly. And let everybody know where you're going. Let everybody know when you're leaving. When you get ready to leave, text somebody and say, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
The other thing I would do is I would have some sort of, if you don't want to carry a gun, if you're like, well, Uber says you can't carry a gun, I would have some sort of a pepper spray or something.
Man, come on now. I mean, God bless Uber, but I mean, if I'm a passenger and let's just say I'm in some foreign town in another state, hundreds or even thousands of miles away, I'm not even concerned about what Uber's policies
are.
Right?
Well, I mean, if it doesn't matter to you, it matters to some people. It doesn't matter to me. I carried a gun as an Uber driver. So do you think it would matter to me to carry a gun as an Uber passenger? So carry a gun with you by all means, and be prepared to, you know, I would stay as far away from the driver as you can.
Okay.
And, I mean, he can't really do anything to you till he stops. And, I mean, I'd be ready to bail out. And if, you know, if he tries to lock the doors on you to where you can't get out, or if he has the, I would just try, before you take off on the ride, I would check to make sure that you can get out of the back door and he doesn't have those childproof locks on there in place to keep you in place.
Right.
And if he doesn't, if he's got that, if he somehow manages to keep you in the back seat, I mean, Well, get ready, because when a gun goes off inside a car, it's sort of, you're sort of deafened for a little bit. So get ready for that.
Yeah, I imagine that's going to be very loud, very loud.
Yeah, get ready for that part.
Yeah. So I had my little list, right? And done a little poking around, And so according to, these rideshare apps, they're doing a better job of giving you a lot of information about your driver. You're going to know the car that the driver is going to be expecting. You're going to know the license plate number. And apparently, if you look in your actual app while you're waiting your driver, you're looking at the car matches the description, the license plate matches, and then there's a driver there, and you can even ask the driver his name, look at it on the picture in your app, and then, if you really want to be careful, you ask this driver, who is it that he's waiting on? He should know your name and your information.
He should know your name. There's not a...
definitely should know your name.
Yeah, but it comes down to, it might have a picture of you if you're a Uber user, and that's about it. That's about it. And try to, if you can't find them, if you come to a dark area and you can't find them, call them. Because you can call them.
Okay, you can call the driver directly to your app.
You can call the driver directly. Hang on a second, we're coming up on the last break, and Rick, tell them how they find you real quick.
I can be found all over the internet. My handle is DetroitCCW, whether it is at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. My website is at DetroitCCW.com.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are strolling around on Planet Rick, talking to our tour guide, Rick Ector, and we've been talking about rideshare and safety on rideshare, which is a thing now. Whether you are the driver, you don't know who you're picking up or where you're picking up, or if you're the passenger, you don't know who's picking you up.
Right.
So where would you like to go?
Yeah, it's one of those interesting situations where I guess it's based on the honor system until it's not, man. Right. You know, one thing I always do, especially if I'm out of town, I will just separately run a GPS app on my cell phone, even though he's using his Uber app to tell him where to go. You know, I'm using my own GPS as a check on his check, so at least I'll know if we're not going, you know, in the right direction. And the one thing that I tell people in general, you know, and just my personal protection classes that I teach, man, is just that you just have to be in tune inside of your head, man, and really see how you feel and if you feel comfortable or uncomfortable with the person offering you the ride or the person who actually shows up. You know, we have no way of knowing whatsoever whether this person is a good person, regardless of his, you know, his background or his safety record. You know, this, you might be the first one. You never know. So I always tell people, you know, always trust your gut. Sometimes your subconscious brain can pick up on things that your conscious brain really is not in tune with. And I'll tell you, you know, Uber rules be damned. I'll tell you that, man. And, you know, he won't know about it and Uber won't know about it. And if nothing strange or stupid happens, no one needs to know but myself, you know. And
the other thing about riding in a cab is they either a dispatcher sends the cab to you and knows there's somebody else besides the cab driver that knows that they're coming to you, or when they pick you up, they have to report that they picked somebody up and they're taking them to this location. So,
right.
Yeah, so there's there's a little more of a, with Uber, Uber is a algorithm. It's like YouTube.
Right.
So you get in there and you have the app and you hail a ride. And the ride, and it goes out and it looks for who's the closest one to you, and then that sends a hail to the driver, and the driver right. accepts it, and Uber knows that you picked up that ride. But I mean, it's not. Whereas with a taxi dispatcher, they know it in real time and they're local. Okay. Uber, I never met anybody else besides myself that worked for Uber. I saw one other Uber driver that I ever actually spoke with. I never spoke mm-hmm. to anybody in any sort of leadership position with Uber. So I mainly use taxis nowadays.
Now, you know, one reason that people are quick to use a taxi is obviously, you know, if you're out partying, celebrating, and maybe you had a few, you know, drinks, you know, with as hard as many states are cracking down on drinking and driving. You know, it seems that the rideshare option would tend to be more and more popular. However, there's a flip side to that, man, is that if you're intoxicated and you're using one of these rideshare apps, you still have a level of responsibility of ensuring that, you know, you're not lights out drunk and that you still have your wits about yourself and you would be still responsible for knowing if something is amiss or out of place. So
right,
you
right.
can't just put your blind faith in Uber and Lyft that everything great is going to happen. Now, I'll tell you, I've taken many of these rideshare apps, man, and I've yet to have a single problem. And then I'm sober. I have my wits about myself. I use common sense. And in a worst-case scenario, yeah, I have a gun, so...
Well, I mean, people that carry guns aren't going to get drunk. That's the thing. And people that carry guns are going to keep their wits about them and be aware and everything. And that, I think that's a plus as a gun carrier.
Right.
Because if a taxi driver or an Uber driver picks you up and you're sober, that's a plus.
Right.
That's a plus because, listen, the drunks are... I never felt like I was... endangered by them, but you know, there's a certain degree of I can't believe I volunteer to do this that comes into play.
Also, the part of it too, you know, and it's not because of you know the inherent danger of the driver per se, but I mean, you know, taxi cabs they get into accidents too, man, and there's a certain number of passengers that die in you know a taxi cab or Uber Lyft ride, you know, so. There's still that concern about making sure you wear your safety belt, you know, even if you're in the back seat. In some states, if you're in the back seat, you don't have to wear a seat belt. But, you know, it makes sense, you know, go ahead and do it. Make sure you buckle up.
And Uber driver is only supposed to pick up as many people as he has seat belts to belt up. And that's where a lot of the arguments begin, because, like, you'll order for one Uber and there'll be six people that want to get in your car. And you may have a car that'll seat four, and you're one of them.
Right.
And then they want to tell you, it'll be all right, just drive. So right. then you got to, you know, there's all kinds of little things. It can be quite aggravating. It can be really aggravating because, you know, I'm standing there and I you know, lots of abuse. You take a lot of abuse with this and everything. And I would just take them to where they were going, and I was happy in my knowledge knowing that if they got too far out of hand, I did have a means, and then, you know, it is not rewarding. Let me put it that way. It's not rewarding to be an Uber driver because you're very much at the mercy of the rider, because the rider rates you, and that's the way the algorithm picks you. If you have 5 stars, if you don't get 5 stars, or if you're nowhere near 5 stars, if you get down below 4, you may as well just hang it up. Just hang it up, so...
You're not going to get routed too many rides, huh?
No, you won't.
Well, I believe, too, doesn't the system allow you to rate passengers as well?
Oh, you do, but you don't want to rate them until they rate you. Because if you rate them first, because, you know, once you're rated, you can't go back and take that back. And if they rated me, I would be kind to them.
Right.
So I would always wait to see how they would.
You're more of a reciprocator rather than an initiator.
Yeah, okay. I was. I never had anything that was so bad where I was like, yeah, I'm just going to give you one star, punk. But anyway.
You never had a driver, I mean a rider, that was so, I guess, unruly or intoxicated or out of hand that you felt that, well, gee, maybe my safety might start to be a concern, or?
Well, no, no, because I was in charge of the car, and if they started getting too unruly, I would just, accelerate and then hit the brakes and then get out of the car. And now they're in an enclosed area, and I'm outside, and I got a gun. And they'd be saying, well, Uber's not going to let you drive anymore. And I'd be like, oh, that's a big issue for me, really, yeah.
Right. Well, my whole thing with carrying while riding with Uber or Lyft, man, you know, it's generally hidden, and they don't know about it, and they won't need to know about it unless they create a situation in which I need to then, you know, take appropriate action, man, so...
And then they're not a driver, they're just a criminal at that point.
Oh, yeah. And if one of my drivers, say I did take one of these rides here, after one of my drivers was carrying, if he was carrying and it was concealed and he wasn't doing anything stupid, you know, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, that's the spirit of concealed. Before I run out of time, one more time, tell them how to find you.
I can be found all over social media, Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. My handle on most sites is Detroit, D-C-W. And, of course, I'm getting geared up for my big, huge Train Women How to Shoot. Find me on my Facebook page, and I'm going to tell you all about my plans to train 1,000 women how to shoot a firearm in one day.
That's coming up. Thank you, sir.
Always.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.